time now for the Waterwise Tip of the Week. Dan Denning is here. He's the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. I'm Dave Clemens. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in. Halloween's coming up, like, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
On Friday.
So do you have spooky Waterwise tips for us?
Yeah. Well,
no, you can just say
we got
no.
Some treats for you.
Okay, good, good. Okay, what do you got this week?
Some tasty tidbits of water saving information for you, Dave. So hopefully you got your irrigation blown out for the season. And, you know, for some of us, we may think we're done for the year and we don't have to worry about anything till next spring. We'll think again. There's a few things that you can do now to ensure you're not dealing with any issues in the snow or the ice later this winter, things that are going to cause you that trouble when you don't want to be dealing with them. And what we're talking about today is double-checking all our points of connection. So double-checking your backflow. You know what the backflow is?
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Right? It's usually in a big green box. It's that device that keeps any harmful water or chemicals from getting back into your home's drinking water system, right? So
okay.
It separates your irrigation system from your home drinking water. And that's oftentimes somewhere around that backflow or sometimes through the backflow where they make the blowout connection to blow your irrigation system out. So there's been a couple times where I've responded to leak alerts and someone who was, you know, off on vacation in the winter and they say, hey, I just got this alert. I've got constant water consumption and I show up. And I see the lid of the backflow box floating, you know, in mid-January. And I open it up, and sure enough, you know, one of the ball valves, the shutoff valves on that, didn't close all the way. And the test cock was left open from the blowout, and it had just slowly leaked at a really slow rate, but enough to eventually fill up that valve box between October and January. So check the test cocks on the top of the backflow. Make sure there's no water weeping or leaking out of those. Make sure at least one of the isolation ball valves on that backflow is turned off. Your isolation valve is usually right before that. If that's functional, make sure that's turned off all the way. And in each one of these boxes, your backflow, your isolation valve, or even if you have like shallow valve boxes, make sure you have some sort of insulation, like the styrofoam peanuts. I've seen people bag up in a plastic grocery bag some wall insulation. That's not optimal, but it's better than nothing. We really want to create like a air barrier between these devices. So if there is any residual water in there, it's not going to expand, freeze and expand and crack and cause you really costly repairs in the spring. So once you've done that, You make sure all your shutoff points are secure. You've insulated. Hop onto your WaterSmart portal, your water with the City of Bend, and look for any continuous consumption. So if all those things are shut off and they're functioning adequately, you shouldn't see any leakage going on. And so if you've got, you know, hours that are zeroed out, good place to look are those nighttime hours. You know, when you're sleeping, you shouldn't have water running if the irrigation's off. Check those hours, so like between like 10 p.m. and maybe 4 a.m. If there's no continuous consumption, you're sure you got things watertight, nothing's leaking, and save you lots of trouble later that winter and keep you from having a hefty water bill.
All right. We've been talking to Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. That's your WaterWise Tip of the Week, the website.
WaterWiseTips.org.